Village Around Lake Community Hall, May 16th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the order for the Village Around Lake Committee of the Whole meeting of May 16th, 2016 at 7:15 p.m. May I ask for a roll call?
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Making a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of May 2nd, 2016.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any comments or additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On the committee of the whole, Public Works. Director Weedoff, please. You want to do it? Okay. That's fine. You taking it?
I will take
that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees. We're moving down to 57-acre parcel grain operations. Because the gentleman is here to discuss that business proposition. In April, we met with Dan Powell from VA Development. He had a business proposition for 57 acres that we own. If the board recalls, when we purchased that land with bonds, we couldn't do anything with it. At the time of the sale of those bonds, we couldn't put a for sale sign on that property. Subsequently, we have talked to bond counsel. We have some wiggle room for some revenue generating businesses that can be there without impacting the taxability of those bonds. You ask, what does that matter? It matters because then the interest rate of those bonds would probably go up 200 basis points and cost those a lot more money. As the years go by for those bonds, you can make X amount of money without jeopardizing that taxability. So Dan came up with a business proposition, and I will let him take the floor. Discuss that proposition, throw it out there for the board, get some feedback, make sure staff and or board guidance. You're up.
All right. Dan, if you just introduce yourself and the name of your company, please, for the record.
Sure. My name is Dan Powell, and DA Development LLC is the company. And I'll just pass out some picture books and some cards that go along. So what we are is categorized as a land development company / materials or related materials-based company. So what we do, first of all, we've been in business for quite some time. Just my partner and myself, we have over 55 years combined experience between aggregating, landscaping, land development, materials, trucking, you name it. But, we have tons of equipment, staff to do pretty much everything in the house, from hydro seeding to our own earth moving to our materials processing. We outsource our engineer, so we pretty much use our engineer every single time. So what we do is we find land that's either just sitting there, not very buildable, or for whatever reason or other hasn't been sold. What we do is we come in, we redesign the land, re-engineer it with the village's approval, their blessing on the plan. And what we do is we strip up that topsoil, we sell that off, we import clay, clean clay, build it up, compact it, maybe make some sound screening berms, whatever that particular piece would require. We account for all stormwater runoff. We typically improve the surrounding area, so we'll do all the hydraulic counts of how many acres are draining into there, create that compensatory storage for that, make it run more efficiently. And while we do that, of course, we're trying to make it a win-win for everybody. So with that being said, we're creating revenue for the village and for ourselves while improving that piece of property. So I'm proposing that we create that 57 acres, make an agreement with the village, bad thing if you strip that topsoil, shove it off, import clay, build it up, and do maybe some sort of sound screen berms, whatever, landscaping around there with the ability of light. I have two bullet points in here. One would be then to just return that back in a bad condition to the village, or to give us an opportunity to extend the use for organic compost farming. It's the new up-and-coming. Most states didn't now have biosphill that require that material. So what we would do in that instance is we would let people tip the organics there, grass, branches, those types of things. We run those through tub grinders a series of times, and the eventual product out of that is compost, and that gets sold out, and we charge for the grass that they put so on to come in. So the revenue for the village would be topsoil out, a portion of our proceeds from the topsoil going out, a portion of every load of clay that would come in, and then if you were to allow us to do the compost farming, every load in and out, material in and compost out indefinitely for as long as you would allow us to be there. Again, everything that we do is very clean. We keep clean work sites, clean equipment, operators, laborers, everything's top notch. As far as material coming in, we keep soil pollution insurance. We maintain the village is additionally insured. Every single load that comes in gets bonded with what's called a PID detector. It's asked for 50 parts per million, over 526 different possible contaminants. So we're very particular about material coming in and going out. And that's what I propose. I think so. Next question.
Do you have another area that's doing now?
Yes, I do. And I think that's a solid. I've been doing this for 24 years. I've done projects from U.S. Cellular Field to Sugar Grove, King County Forest Preserve, Blackberry Tree. We currently have a 62-acre project going on top of the woods. In that case, we bought 62 acres, and we are donating it to the village for a dollar. We have a 15-acre parcel in unincorporated Kennertown, Crystal Lake, Mineral Era. One of the plans there is the one that is in the works right now for Chicago Heights. That is not on the run. That plan to draw, but it's in the middle of the process. So we've done this everywhere. We've done a lot of work in Lake County, Cook County. We've been around, for a long time.
Dan, looking at the project, I know we're just right now primarily talking about it. Do you see any roadblocks? Do you see something that's difficult, a mountain to climb? I know you've done this a lot. It's just another parcel of dirt.
I mean, really, honestly, the biggest obstacle I ever run into is typically the board of trustees thinking where the catch is. Because we pay for all engineering, we pay for all the design, we take care of everything. The village has to do really nothing unless we run into, the little church bag is that technically is still unincorporated. I mean, that would be the only thing, but I mean, really, that's the only thing that I run into is that I have to prove that, we've gone 20 of these and we pay for them, we pay for the whole thing. But as far as funding, I mean, it's your typical Army Corps of Engineers, IEPA, watershed development, nothing that I have dealt with 1,000 times. Any weather issues, we do all the studies, we do all the job studies, obviously,
have a dollar sign.
Right next to Liberal Tracks, which has to be the address sign. We did the owner of Holy McHenry and the grand family, the property. He's currently out there, some background there. He should have told him that we allowed the long hearing immediately, 2 weeks of fine grading on it. We did several years ago.
Right away, it's only a state highway in the county. I would suggest you want to
county to get in the now, which is supposed to go.
And I've we pull permits full state and county.
Yeah, but if you get the stand ready and some developer comes in that wants to buy and decides he wants to go to Wall, how do we stop?
We can annex that whenever we want, even if it's running on the property too. That's up to the board. If you want that RC to be burned.
It's going to be a condition of the stand also.
Yeah, we have some time, but that's...
Protect ourselves. Yeah, obviously, absolutely. That property is all we're here to spend all this time. I don't care how much money we make from the potential cash dollars on that property, especially if we get it ready and things work out and the economy loosens up. That's worth more than the money we're going to make on it right now. Okay.
Does the camp oversee every project?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
You're going to be composting on that land, am I correct?
Well, if that's something that the village would like to proceed with. Otherwise, we could do the materials-based operation and not move with the compost. I'm looking to make additional revenue for the village and ourselves. If that sale's not there and do the composting, it's a good business, it's clean. It's a huge item now because it's recyclable. The states are requiring it for their new permit and that, so it's a good product. There's only two places in Northern Illinois that make it right now. Let's face it, these landscapers, whoever's doing the village hall, whoever's doing work, they have to go somewhere with those grass blades. Why are you going to put a biodegradable product in a landfill and take that volume up of that heated space when you can bring it and put it into a good, usable product? By the time we're done with it, it looks like pine soil.
Yeah, my only question is what the impact is on the residents that are near that area. Is there anything near there?
There's two houses on 120 that's Baxter International.
Okay.
It'll be out of that or something. It's landscaping place.
So in other words, there's no subdivisions or anything in that in that area. But downwind of that area that's going to be impacted by.
East of there is what, Wakanda or Lolo? Down 120 a little bit.
we got nothing on our end.
Very, very few residents.
Not really, because you're putting it through three sets of tongue grinders pretty quick. So you've already expedited the breakdown process. It's just what happens is some of these guys leave large stockpiles instead of putting it through the processing right away, which we don't do. And that's where you get some of that odor. But it's also it's a good sized parcel, so you don't need 57 acres to set up. You know, the compost, 10 acres, 15 acres max, you could set up the compost operation. So you can really centralize it too. And what I would propose, regardless of if you want us there for the future or you're looking to sell it off for commercial or retail eventually or whatever, we're going to, I would really design that with the site sound burn all the way around anyways. You're going to block out, if that is a future business or a strip mall, any deliveries, you're going to block out all those headlights, you're going to block out all those vitaling engines for any future building around it. You're going to be able to landscape that more visually. It's a bonus to us because it's more material that would go in. It's a bonus to the village because it's more money the village would receive. So all the way around is like some screen burn. And with that being said, the short answer is that it would help screen out any compost operations.
You said there was only a couple left in Lake County. There was one that's still on the, there was one over in Lincolnshire or the woods on the Waukegan.
Oh, I'm thinking of E3 and East Atlanta Lakes.
Right.
Right, yeah, they don't compost anymore. All they do now is they go in and they cap it because they have to build it. So as they start getting, some slow erosion and so on, I talked to Andy,
Hoover County was, I was a village administrator for Riverwoods, and he was coming to us, and he was going to add some land, but then Oakland County was giving him a hard time following the regulations, and I didn't.
Midwest Organics is the only other one around here.
Where they at?
They're off of, Bonner, and I've been, where they said, into, Aaron.
DPS.
Yes. He's right by the school. Very across the road.
So there's not a lot of competition in this?
Not much. I mean, the print that I passed around, the Chicago Heights one, that, I bought that solely for that, because that almost, that whole 30 acres is in, your flood plain. But I didn't care because it's not, a non-permeable material, so we're not filling, so they can't complain about it. And if they did, I could strip the topsoil down 2 feet, and that'd give me plenty of pipe volume to run it out on 30 acres. So there's lots of ways to skin a cat. I tried just about every one of them. But Chicago Heights, that's, you know, that's really the sole reason we do that today.
Very good. Any other questions?
So if we were done, say, with the composting and we wanted to sell the property, what kind of work would be involved to get that ready for, to get back to regular pad and sold again?
Well, I mean, really all it is topsoil. And what your finished product is like a potting soil. So we would either, A, just, if there were material there that you guys wanted us to get out and go and get something pot ready, we would literally pile that up because they're going to want that for re-spread anyway, or we'll hurry up and stop producing and sell off, you know, quickly what product we have. We have big toys. I mean, we move earth fast. It doesn't take us long to move. You know.
So you could build a retention pond out there?
We'll take whatever the engineering requires. So when we do the hydraulic calculations, you know, our engineering firm will, we use Pearson Brown. Do the overall and see how many acres would be running through that, if any at all. Those are the job counts for our volume of filling and our pad. And whatever's required, that's what we're going to have. Typically, what we try to do is, if there's any existing wetland or anything like that, we try and, we always hope to sit for it.
There is some on that property, basically. That's
what it is. There remains to be seen. No, what we try to utilize everything on the property. So if there is a fence that we can't touch, but it can be used sort of managed for stormwater runoff, then we will engineer to that. So that, you know, that may shift that patch, you know, angling southeast.
Very good. Any other questions for Dan? Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steve, do you want to finish your items under administration or?
Okay.
And then I'll go up and ask for public comment. Is there any public comment this evening? JC, come on up. Introduce yourself, JC.
Hi, my name is JC. I'm Cheryl. Good to see you. I have spent the last 3 months hanging out earlier in the month for the next month. And I wanted to come back to the client, for the land. And I had asked if it was possible for this September for us to start planning an event. We have a lot of sponsors that from the cookies event we had that are very interested in coming to Brown Lake to be part of this event. We do the future permit back to the project. We looking at it, there's a lot of opportunity for people to come and just enjoy the land as people go forward to the project. And that's what I think for
you. Okay. Thank you, Daisy. you know, one of the key things that we're discussing is the future of the Cedar Lake Road realignment. Steve and I believe we have a meeting with LDOT first part of June. And I think we'll have a lot of information to bring to the board at that time. And you know, I think that's, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, as the old proverb says. So I think we'll have a lot of information that could direct us on what we're doing with this. And I think at that time we'll have a lot of information for the board. Thank you. Help me out, Madam Clerk, back in Public Works, right? Director Leadoff.
Staff is requesting permission to hire J.R. Steele Welding to navigate and install salt spreader storage racks in the Public Works garage. Currently, our salt spreaders sit outside of the parking lot. Salt spreaders themselves are made of stainless steel, but they have hydraulic hoses and couplers that deteriorate from human damage and rust. We feel that if we could store them inside, it would save a lot of repairs and maintenance for the outdoor fall. We'd like to utilize some of the wall space that we have in our shop, so we can practice so we can stack this stuff up. The stuff that you come up with for how to keep this stuff hopefully in doors. It's kind of a custom racking system that Jay came up with, so it's difficult to kind of take his design and go to other vendors and shop it around. So we're asking to give out sole sources with JR. They've done other welding workforce in the past, truck repairs and various items and supplies. We've had good luck with them in the past. The cost is $2,903.50 for the two racks.
You can spend that on repairing real easy. I think it's worth it. This one.
Sounds good.
Moving on.
Everybody fine?
All right.
We'll move forward.
The second item that we have is the Midland Drive water main design. Midland Drive water main is a basic water main that's very old in the little part of town. And unfortunately, a lot of the valves that go onto the side streets there up in Midland Drive are either inoperable or domain. This project will replace that old water main and all the valves on the side street. Right now, if we have a break or we shut down the main for any reason, we have to kind of give that whole neighborhood from Greenwood, Washington, to Greenwood up the hill. So we put a lot of people out of water and then we have problems. So this would fix that problem and it would also retain that road. We're requesting approval for Max Woodman to do the design work at a cost of $46,850. The budget amount for this work is $51,850.
Lake County also has to do the middle of the station, so we're going to work on that.
And they're going to be replacing the force main coming out of the Midland station, which crosses Midland Drive. So we're going to try and coordinate with the county. I don't know if we can put a sleeve in there for them to run their new force main, or if when they do run that force main, we can look at the directional drill to go on the right of the pavement so we can avoid a pass. I also don't know what their time frame is to replace that station. I just want to find out if there's some things to do stuff in time.
They should work with us on that. That's kind of their precedence. It'd be nice to turn that card around, wouldn't it? Any other questions for Adam on this? We're all in favor of the project? Move it forward, please.
next item I have is for the design and construction services for the well number 3 location. If you recall, we had a feasibility study done on well 3 last summer where they looked at what we had there currently and its capacity, and it laid out a step approach for upgrading the well. I apologize, I didn't include that in my board packet, but I have it here with me. The first step is to pull the well pump, then test pump the well and PD the well to see what condition it's in. So depending on what we find, we can go ahead with rehabilitating the well. And if that works, then we can go ahead and get a new pump for it. The issue that we have with that well is that right now it has a pump that's so small that when we turn it on, it really doesn't help us if we were ever in an emergency water situation. It doesn't pump enough water that it would make a dent in the supply that we need. So we're looking at trying to upgrade the well to make it impactful. It would be an emergency backup only. It would not be used on a regular basis to supply water to the village. Right now, it's the only pump that we have in the village. So it would be our only source of backup water. And to be clear, even if we upgraded this well to the capacity that we think we could, it would not be nearly enough to actually maintain our system. It would buy us maybe a half a day to a day, maybe 2 days of water usage if our supply from Jowell were to cut off. But it would be a half a day to 2 days of water that we otherwise wouldn't have. Right now we have enough storage capacity that we can go 2 to 3 days fairly comfortably when Jowell has to shut down for routine maintenance and things like that. As part of the second Jowell delivery structure design that's ongoing right now, Back Cylinder is also looking at the possibility of adding additional wells or additional storage for our water system, and this would be part of that. So what we're asking for right now is for Back Cylinder to put together bid documents for the well upgrade and start the process, that first step of pulling the existing well, televising the well, or pulling the existing pump, televising the well to see what condition it's in, and then we'll reassess what they find and see whether or not we can afford the second step. I hope that wasn't clear.
Ask a question. Tell me that while you're talking to them, you're talking back to Wood, that you are going to tell them that we're no longer a 4,000 resident town, village. We're now 18,239. That's as of, what, 2014 or some ridiculous day like that. And the bottom line is that every time one of the residents in this town, I don't care how bad it is outside, when they turn on their faucet, they should be able to get some water. Okay? That's the lifeblood of human beings, so to speak. And just because somebody way back when didn't have foresight and they bought 3 gallons, and they should have bought 3,000 gallons, then that's what we need to buy. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And take it from me, I'm sure that the board probably echoes my thoughts the same thing. We don't want to be without it. But that's not good. I don't want to sound like Flint, Michigan. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's just like when I talk to the chief, I don't want to be the guy standing behind me after something bad happens. And sure enough, wait long enough, sooner or later something will happen. That's the only thing that I got to say about it. But you know, I'm usually the guy to make sure that you say what you want and you actually want it that way. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Question, does it pump feed the system or does it go into one of our tower sources?
We can do either one of the ways piped right now. You can pump it directly into the system or you can pump it into the reservoir tank. There's well 3 that's actually at the reservoir tank for a station. And then the booster pumps at that station would pump it from the reservoir up into the tower.
What's my recommendation?
What's my recommendation? Is that we move forward with it?
understand that. So far as about what he represents, it's all the same.
It depends on the situation, depending on the shutdown. Most likely, we probably pump it directly into the tank and then let the booster pumps feed the towers and let the towers flow through.
Let it filter back out and there's no pressure as well.
But if I'm correct, that's the wooden. When they said they're going to do their project, look at it and say, this is what you need for this to happen. Am I correct?
That's what they're currently looking at right now.
And then you'll come back and say, okay, this is what we're going to need to do to make this work.
Yeah, because there's a lot of factors that go into it. There are a few communities on Jell right now that have well capacity that will flood their system if they use a Jell. There are some municipalities in Java right now that have enough storage to last a few hours if they lose their Java. Round Lake is actually on the better side for the amount of storage that we have, whether an outage. But again, if there was a main break somewhere in a critical location where we lost our food for several weeks, we would not have the ability to maintain one. But there are many municipalities that have that ability. The issue is it costs a lot of money to drill a well deep enough and big enough to supply water to 18,000 people. And then you have to maintain that well in working order. And it's all just in case. It's a lot of money that you spend that hopefully you'll never have to use.
But buying insurance.
Exactly. And so that's what they're going to look at is the cost benefit, and I'm sure we'll be having a much more in-depth conversation about what the board would like to have for their insurance policy in the Rural Water City.
Very good.
Thank you, Adam. We'll move this forward.
The last item that I have is move on permission to purchase a root gravel attachment. Bobcat skid steer. I've included a picture in my packet. And basically what it is a big claw that goes on the front of the Bobcat. And we rented one when we started picking out trees like meadows. And it actually worked out really nicely for that. We were able to cut a tree down, pick up the trunk, cut the trunk off, throw it in the back of the truck, and then run the rest of the tree to a chipper. It saves a lot of manual labor having to cut that trunk up into a lot of small pieces and then load it by hand. We were able to find used gravel bucket for Bobcat for $3,000. So it was in good shape, and it's actually the one that we rented. We've used it, and it worked out really well. So we requested permission to purchase that. It was not budgeted for this year. But there is money in the account for equipment because we are not going to purchase the split-in anti-ice unit that we had budgeted for. So we'd like to use the funds that we saved from that to put towards this.
With all of the issues that we have with cutting down dead and dying trees, I think this thing will pay for itself in man hours and those type of all. Yeah.
I think we have several.
Thank you,
everybody.
I just
wanted you to call it.
You're good, Adam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Stu, Memorial Day update. We can't already get it. Anything to add?
No.
Thank you. Chief.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, the police department would like to request the purchase four AED machines, automatic emergency defibrillator machines, and some accessories for these machines and the machines that we currently have. Some of the pads are expiring at the end of this month for the AED downstairs and the one at the police station for the community. We got several prices. Price quotes. The best price quote that we were able to get was from OxySure Systems Incorporated from Frisco, Texas, They're all for the same exact machine. Their defibrillators that are willing to charge is $1,425. Cheapest I could find anywhere else, so we could find anywhere else, is $1,695 each. For the accessories and the four machines, Oxy Systems is asking $6,718 for 14 tons. That includes shipping. The next closest price was $7,652. These machines will go two in squad cars to replace 12-year-old defibrillators that we have now. The next two will go one in the roll call room at the police station, and then the other one will go to the public works where the Adam Fields is necessary. The division will go out with them when they're digging, because they need an absent situation. So they're asking to make that purchase the Moxie Sure Systems. We also applied for a grant from the Illinois Public Risk Fund. We got $6,373 from them, so the total cost for the bill is $345.22. We budgeted.
Bravo.
All right. Thank you.
I think we'll figure it out.
So, Chief, what happened to the defibrillators that were going to not use any longer?
They'll go into coverage.
Yeah.
If one of them is failing really bad, and we don't even take it out anymore, because you don't want to try and save a life of a machine that may electrocute them or not work at all.
No, I just think that they're going to be refurbished and then, you know, you don't need to come out of here, or they're just completely dead.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know. That's our next
question. Very good. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right. Back down to administration. Elected official salary. Steve?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, trustees. Funds elected official salary. This all started, based on the clerk's position. When I started here, it was a collector, clerk, and office manager all three combined. I wasn't here when the salary ordinance was originally done in 2004, but I am assuming the higher than normal salary compared to the community around here was due to those other positions. Not necessarily the collector, that's a whole separate issue. Because of that, we decided to look at mayor salaries and trustee salaries, because at the same time, you're looking at this to be piggybacked on another survey that was being done. And therefore, we have 40 communities we actually looked at. So what staff did is took those 40 communities essentially and said, here's the bottom one-third, here's the middle one-third, and here's the top one-third as far as base pay. And then we looked at the Round Lake area and came up with a range of pay for the clerk, trustees, and the mayor to discuss at a board level. Well, that was my way of saying I did not make a recommendation, but I did give you an awfully good range.
I'll be trying to make sure that I make it in the cover.
So in your packet, I know each one is a spreadsheet. For the mayor, for the clerk, and for trustees. Each one has a base and a per salary. Ours, for trustees, get paid $100 per meeting, and it's only for the village board meeting, because I'm assuming it's made the whole meeting done the same night. So some places do committee vote and board meeting, and therefore it's $200 per night. Some do the same thing we do. A lot of them don't do you pay it off, just here's your base. Some we've called that you get paper meetings that you attend over. So there's a lot of different generations of ways you can shin the cap. You can use that already tonight. So whatever the board is looking at, staff can do additional research if you wish. You can look at all the salaries, but remember, none of these are implemented until that elected position is either re-elected or someone takes that position. You can't just change this now.
depends on how many demand for the
goods. That's what we're going to do. And it has been a long time since we've looked at satellites. That's 2000. I don't know if you want to go one by one, if you want to have time to look at it. Again, I'm going to ask you that 6 months before, or hardly anything before the next election, so we have some time.
I would make a recommendation that everybody take this information and research it. Call Steve if you have any questions about it, and we can bring it to the next board meeting and have further discussion. Unless you want to make a decision.
Do we have any, does anybody have any thoughts? I mean, I got a couple of thoughts because I said, you know, I know for sure. Oh. The mayor salaries are way over paid.
I'm not.
You keep in mind it's not for the people currently on the board.
Right, I'm sorry.
It's not for the future.
I agree on this. But still, I mean, it's.
Everybody fine with that?
Yeah.
We'll do some research on this. Please read the information. If you have any questions, there's a lot to take in here. Have any questions, please talk to Steve.
Got it.
And then we brought that to the next meal.
Very good. Any new topics? If not, make a motion to adjourn. Who made the first step?
I actually beat him to his point.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Newey. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8.02 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Mr. Newey, call anybody?